AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, accused of leaking highly classified military documents, is due back in court today. Prosecutors say Jack Texera kept an arsenal of weapons, talked of violence and murder on a social media platform, and talked about an assassination van. His TV talk show featured a three-ring circus of dysfunctional families. Jerry Springer has died. He was the mayor of Cincinnati, a TV news anchor, but he will be best known for his talk show that featured brawls, obscenities, and blurred images of nudity. Jerry Springer talked to the AP about it in 2004.
People like it. It's fun. It's 6 hours a week. I mean, who wouldn't do it? A piece of cake. Adults could do the show. You know, I don't spend any time on it. There's just no reason not to with people liking it so much. And it's obviously a popular show. It's in 52 countries. There are a lot of people that are employed by the show. You know, it's become a cottage industry.
Springer's show ran for 27 years, at one point topping Oprah Winfrey in the ratings. A statement said Jerry Springer died peacefully at home in suburban Chicago after a brief illness. He was 79. A drug still in testing for obesity treatment may upend weight loss care.
Tirzepatide, with the brand name Mounjaro, is a once-weekly injection already approved to treat diabetes. Today, drug maker Eli Lilly reported that a late-stage trial found it helped people with diabetes lose up to 16% of their body weight over a span of 17 months. Earlier evidence showed participants without diabetes lost up to 22% of their body weight, making the medication more effective than other new drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. The company is applying for fast-track approval from U.S. regulators, although the drug has been used off-label since last year. Analysts predict tirzepatide could become a blockbuster with annual sales of $50 billion a year. Jennifer King, Washington.
The government says the economy slowed sharply from January through March, decelerating to just a 1.1% annual pace. This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is shrugging off Disney's lawsuit against him. Disney is suing after the Republican governor's appointment of a board of supervisors in its self-governed theme park district, alleging DeSantis waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation.
I don't think the suit has merit. I think it's political.
Disney has opposed a law in Florida critics call Don't Say Gay.
Part of having a vibrant market economy is that you're not picking winners and losers. And the days of putting one company on a pedestal with no accountability are over in the state of Florida.
DeSantis was speaking in Israel on the third leg of an international trip as he prepares for an expected run for president. The bill opposed by Disney in Florida bans classroom lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity in early grades. Disney CEO Bob Iger says any actions against the company that threaten jobs or expansion is not only anti-business, but anti-Florida. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.